This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman John Carter, Republican from the Lone Star State's 31st Congressional District. He joins me today to offer his reaction to the news that the House Ethics Committee will be bringing formal allegations against New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, the former chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, this coming Thursday. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thanks for having me with you. I'm very pleased that this is moving forward finally. I've been talking for about 18 months on the floor of the House about the fact that there's nothing worse for the Congress than for the Ethics Committee to just drag this thing out forever. And now we're moving towards a resolution, and that's good for the Congress, and that's good for Mr. Rangel.
What are you expecting to hear next Thursday?
Well, I've taken the position, and I do take the position, that many of the things that Mr. Rangel has that were raised, and now it seems he's been charged with, they're very serious allegations. And, of course, it's just like any other trial. The jury's going to sit in some kind of the committee's going to sit in some kind of a trial of a fact. And if Mr. Rangel is found to have violated the rules, I'm sure there'll be sanctions.
Some have said that this could be anywhere from a slap on the wrist and potentially all the way to expulsion, although that seems to be unlikely at this point. What type of attitude do you expect the members of Congress to take here, depending on the severity of the charges?
You know, one thing that we have to keep in mind, and one of the things I keep talking about, is that the American people are holding the Congress in low esteem. And that's why when we have these types of allegations, you know, there's an old saying in the law that justice delayed is justice denied. That's why I've been trying to get this thing moving along, because it needs to be disposed of. I think we will honor the decision, and I don't expect a slap on the wrist. I don't think they would go to this level that you can do an admonishment without having a full-blown hearing before the committee.
You've mentioned, sir, that you've been talking about this for 18 months now. What drove you to become kind of the leading voice on this issue over the past year and a half?
Well, it looked like to me that the position was being taken that if you turned it over to the Ethics Committee, because it is a 50-50 committee, that at least there were some who thought that was a black hole that it would fall in, and then serious allegations would just never be brought up. And I tried to be a voice saying it's important to all of us that these allegations be resolved. And let me praise the committee on this. Their investigation was quite extensive. They subpoenaed an awful lot of people and an awful lot of records. They did from what I can tell, from the amount that's been released to the public, they did a very extensive two-year investigation. Seemed to me it could have been done quicker, but by right now I'm satisfied that they've done a good investigation. Now those facts will be presented to the committee. The subcommittee will report out findings of fact, and then the whole thing will go before the full committee, and it'll be resolved. And that's what we need to do. There's a lot of things that if we don't resolve them as rapidly as we can, then I think the world holds it against the Congress. And we don't need any bad press. We're already like 15% approval rating.
How did the fact that Rangel, until just a few months ago, was still chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, how was the work of that committee and the work of the Congress potentially compromised by all of this hanging over his head and the head of the Congress?
Well, that was one of the things that I went after, that I took a position on from day one, is that because there were such extensive allegations that it was for the good of the Congress and the good of the Ways and Means Committee for him to step down. And ultimately, after it seemed after we had one comment from the committee, that's when the leadership of the majority, the Democrats, decided to step up and say, Mr. Rangel, you probably ought to consider stepping down, which he did. So that was one of the steps I've been asking for since the initial time. I really want this to be. I mean, I have no personal animosity for Mr. Rangel. I just feel like that with the country having such a poor opinion of Congress, the institution is challenged when these things are out there. And they need to be resolved.
Do you believe, sir, that this is mainly the allegations that need attention, or are there other ethical questions out there, perhaps surrounding other members that need further attention as well?
There are other things that are pending that need to be taken up. But right now, I'm pleased with the roadmap ahead on the Rangel case.
Any idea when you're likely to hear back from the subcommittee and the full committee?
I think they're going to try to resolve it. I would assume they're going to try to push through to do the subcommittee next week, and either they'll bring it up when we come back from the August break, or I guess there's an outside chance they'll bring it up in the latter part of next week, but that would be pretty quick. So more than likely it'll come up in probably the third week of September.
Well, we'll be watching, and we'll be back in touch with you for your reaction to whatever does happen. Sir, thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Well, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Texas Congressman John Carter represents his state's 31st Congressional District. For many years before coming to Congress, he was a judge. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.